Big rig, a big old four-wheel drive, holds 31 gallons. Imagine if you had 57 feet of sleek fiberglass, whose engines went... Imagine if you had a tank that held 1,200 gallons. Like I do. And I assume the diesel fuel will rise correspondingly. So that means when I say fill her up, the guy will say, sure, grease. That'll be $3,600. You believe in that? My God. I mean, it's bad enough when it was a buck a gallon, $1,200 to fill up. But, you know, you can live with that. $3,600. Water skiing. A day's recreation. Burn half a tank of gas. That's great. You have fun? Yeah, you should have. It cost you $2,000 for the gas. Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, we'll all have to adjust our lifestyles accordingly if it does go to $3 a gallon. At least we got it. That's the good news, right? So instead of going everywhere at 90 miles an hour, I guess we'll have to learn to enjoy the scenery slow. Save them big diesels for when a storm's coming or something. Because that's what my honey and I like to do. Like, you know, we'll let Captain Martinez take the helm, and she and I will go right out there on the bow, and we'll see which one of us can identify the different types of ships first when we're out in the bay. And the second I saw someone burst through the fog, I said, wait a minute, look, that's a freighter. Guaranteed freighter. She said, oh, you got me on that one. She said, wait a minute, behind it is a tanker. I said, all right, little. Wait a minute, the outriggers. That's a fishing ship, fishing ship. Well, we're going like that all day long until we seen one that neither one of us could identify. We both made it out at the same time, but we couldn't tell what it was. Didn't have any of the usual markings. When we got close enough, we realized it was a cruise full of nothing but alternate lifestylers enjoying rosé over the side. I said, oh, honey, that's easy. That's a whaling vessel.
It's Thursday. In the studio with the Grease Man on WWDC FM1.